The Washington Traffic Safety Commission is taking another run at an expanded distracted driving law. There's a proposed bill sitting on the governor's desk now. The legislation would expand the current ban on texting or holding a handset to your ear to include touching a mobile device while driving. However, that still leaves out one major distraction, as KUOW's Carolyn Adolf reports.
When it comes to in-car distraction, the American Automobile Association says nothing is worse than Siri. Siri is the automated assistant inside Apple's ubiquitous iPhone. A study released this fall found that no interaction with an in-car device is more blindness-inducing,
hey Siri, we're going to Belred,
and more impairment-making than trying to get her to understand anything you say.
I found quite a number of movies matching Bill.
You don't have to use your hands to use Siri. And since she's such a threat, why wouldn't the law include her?
Hands are something that officers can see.
This is Angie Ward at the Traffic Safety Commission. She says the law has to deal with what's enforceable.
Touching their phone, texting, having screen time while they're driving. That's what we're trying to get at.
So if the expanded law passes, the more impulsive among us can still play our little Siri games.
Hey Siri, what are you wearing right now?
I can't answer that, but it doesn't come off.
It's not just devices that are to blame for our distractions. We asked people on Twitter, and they pointed out all kinds of distracted driving on local roads. Driver doing a crossword puzzle on I-90. Driver applying eyeshadow while on phone. Even a woman hitting herself on the head repeatedly while driving. Multiple reports. This kind of behavior is probably not going to make it into legislation. As if we should need a law to tell us this is not smart. Angie Ward of the Traffic Safety Commission.
We know it's not right. We don't think we should be doing it, but we do it anyway.
Because we get away with it. Until the accident that says we don't. That's when the phone at Kathy Derricotte's office starts to ring. She runs an office of Allstate Insurance.
I hear the same thing a lot.
What have people told you about why it happened?
They don't necessarily want to tell you what they were doing. What I hear a lot of times is, I looked, they just weren't there. They just came out of nowhere. I mean, and it's amazing how many people just come out of nowhere.
Seattle drivers do not have a good reputation with Allstate. On a list of best drivers in the country, with slots for 200 U.S. cities, we came in 173rd.
In Seattle, we're expecting people to have an accident every 7.5 years.
Drivers in the city that won only had an accident every 14 years. Of course, they're in Fort Collins, Colorado. Derricotte has a theory.
In the Seattle area, there's construction, there's bumper-to-bumper freeway traffic, and as people are driving, they, in those slow speeds, as they're sitting there waiting, you know, for their turn to go, they start to get complacent. They get lazy. They look around. They look at their cell phone.
Check email, then Twitter, hashtag Seattle traffic sucks.
And then when it's time to go, all of a sudden they realize, oh, I got to take off, and then traffic stops ahead of them, and now they've just bumped into the person ahead of them.
For insurance purposes, we call these things accidents. But are they really?
It's really not random chance.
This is Mark Hallenbeck, a University of Washington professor who has made a career out of studying traffic and what goes wrong with it.
People are doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, which means it's not an accident. It means it's someone's fault. Therefore, they are far more preventable than we have at times said they should be.
Insurers have figured this out, too. Several are starting to offer a lower insurance rate in exchange for using a device that allows the insurer to see how the car is being driven. Allstate looks at four factors, including how many times the car has to brake hard. A little's fine, a lot not so. Insurers think we can change, and so do the people who are working to expand the Washington law against device distraction. Angie Ward says people in Washington were huge adopters of the seatbelt, and we bought into child car seats.
We may not legislate ourselves through this problem, but we've got a smart citizenry that does the right thing a lot of times behind the wheel.
Now, if only the more impulsive among us would get a grip.
Hey Siri, what do you think about distracted driving?
It's nice of you to ask, Carolyn, but it doesn't really matter what I think.
Precisely. I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.